Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first, it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on the air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can click the Contact Us link on our website at waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago or our upcoming show in Oklahoma City on September 23rd. Hi there, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Jason Kohler from Fort Worth, Texas.
Great, how are things in Fort Worth, Texas?
Hot.
Hot? Yes. How hot exactly? Are you in a puddle on the floor? What's...
Yeah, pretty much. Well, hey, if it makes you guys feel any better about the book you guys were talking about, when I heard you talking about 64 position in an ancient book, I was thinking it was a strategy guide for chess. Mm.
Paula, you found your soulmate.
Yeah. Mm.
All right. Jason, welcome to our show. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each one. And if you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the three limericks, you will be a winner. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, here is your first limerick.
Of hatred and also devotion, my robot has got a wee notion. Since he's learned to feel, he seems much more real. He's picked up some basic...
locomotion?
Well, this is a tough one. Carl, let's hear that limerick again.
Of hatred and also devotion, my robot has got a wee notion. Since he's learned to feel, he seems much more real. He's picked up some basic...
emotions?
That's right! Yeah. Very good! We got you there. Nice work. I mean, that is the wonderful thing about robots is that they can do all of the things that people can do without being people. But scientists in Britain have just unveiled a new robot they say has feelings. Anger, fear, sadness, happiness, even pride. Which means that the robot is more capable of feeling emotions than the scientists who developed it.
The robot on Lost in Space had emotion.
Well, this robot gets upset if a human being fails to comfort it after it's exposed to a stressful situation, which seems kind of needy, actually. Mm-hmm. And scientists are already working on the next generation of robot, codenamed Passive Aggressive Bot 3000. It's for people who want a companion who's both high maintenance and high maintenance. All right. Jason, here is your next limerick.
I did okay on my spelling bee, and attendance was not bad, you see. To my pleas, they are deaf. They just gave me an F, because they no longer give out a...
D?
That's right. D, very good. Very good. In an apparent effort to ensure that 90% of its student body fails this year... New Jersey's Mount Olive High School has eliminated D's from its grading system completely. And under the new rules, anything lower than a 70 is an F. And that's a move that worries a lot of high school burnouts who for years have carved out a niche for themselves in that real estate between average and failing. In fact, it should also worry White Castle, John Mayer, in the movie It's Complicated. Jason, here's your next limerick.
All right.
Do looks matter? I don't think they ought. But these men... cannot take what I've got. I guess all these jobs are given to slobs. I'm not hired, 'cause I am too...
We've got ought, got...
Hot?
Hot, that's right. Very good.
Man, I really need to get out from behind my computer more often.
That is all right, Jason. We really should pity them, folks. Smoking hot women just cannot catch a break in this world. This week, scientists at the University of Denver said that hot chicks get overlooked for blue-collar jobs like construction supervisors, prison guards, and hardware salespeople. I mean, who knew that the porn industry would be so far ahead of the rest of America on women's rights? I mean, they're constantly hiring hot women as prison guards. And hardware salespeople.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you'll notice I haven't been able to get one of those jobs.
Carl, how did Jason do?
Well, Jason had three correct answers, so that means he is a winner.
Yes, nice work. Congratulations, Jason. Thank you for playing with us.
Well, thank you, sir.